It's just like 1973, all over again. Only this time, Return to Forever's After the Cosmic Rain is playing on a CD player rather than an 8-track tape machine. Today, a ticket to a Return to Forever concert is probably 5 times what it cost 35 years ago. The 1970s were marked by the comings and goings of influential jazz fusion acts, such as the Mahavishnu Orchestra, Weather Report, Herbie Hancock, and Miles Davis. For Return to Forever, change came in 1973. Vocals heard on the group's previous 2 albums were dropped, synthesizers added, and band members replaced. Drummer Lenny White and guitarist Bill Connors were hired to complement Chick Corea's nimble keyboard playing and Stanley Clark's wizardry on the bass. But Connors' tenure lasted only 1 album, as 19-year-old guitar virtuoso Al DiMeola came on board for Return to Forever's next release, Where Have I Known You Before? Return to Forever and the jazz fusion movement was at its peak in 1975. That year, the group delivered a Grammy Award-winning performance with the album No Mystery. One more release followed before Chick Corea changed his lineup again, enlisting the services of a 4-piece horn section and his wife Gail to sing vocals. Missing on the group's final album were Lenny White and Al DiMeola. Selections from Return to Forever's new anthology cover 4 different albums from the group's classic period. In support of the 2-disc collection, Chick Corea, Stanley Clark, Lenny White, and Al DiMeola have reunited for a tour of Europe and the U.S., dividing their 90 minutes on stage between acoustic and electric sets. I'm Doug Levine.